Sometimes adventure gets you dead. In the year of 1986, on an icy winter's day, the shuttle Challenger left the pad and started on her way. The shuttle Challenger lifted off with 7 brave women and men. In flames they died just 10 miles high and never came home again. Never came home again. In flames they died just 10 miles high and never came home again. And 17 years later, nearly 40 miles high, Columbia's wreckage rode a line of fire across the sky. But long before the jet stream blew her trail of smoke away, we saw that it marked a highway we would travel again someday. Travel again someday. We saw that it marked a highway we would travel again someday. So never say that they died in vain, nor stay on the ground afraid. The stars are one step closer now because of the price we've paid. And mourn for the shuttles that fly no more, and weep for the friends we've lost. But to leave the Earth will still be worth whatever it has to cost. Whatever it has to cost. To leave the Earth will still be worth whatever it has to cost. And fire no guns in last salute, but let the rockets roar. And reach for the wide and starry sky as Challenger did before. And raise no earthbound slab of stone to mark the place they lie, but write their names with the shuttle's flames 10 miles in the sky. 10 miles in the sky. Write their names with the shuttle's flames 10 miles in the sky. And here's a toast to the shuttle crews who died for the dream of space, and all the pioneers who had the sky for a resting place. No grave nor tombstone do they need, for their memory will survive as long as we fly beyond the sky and keep the dream alive. Keep the dream alive. As long as we fly beyond the sky and keep the dream alive. Keep the dream alive. Let shuttles fly beyond the sky and keep the dream alive.